Hey people, are you in the market for a new timepiece but don't know how to go about it? Well, I'm here to help. As your luxury timepiece concierge, I'll help you source, purchase, and get you the best possible price at no additional cost to you. I work with the best authorized dealers to help you save money, save tax, and save time. So please contact me at amitdevehonda@gmail.com to schedule your next appointment. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I talk to you about how Rolex is a nonprofit organization. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about something that I feel pretty passionate about. There's so many different opinions people have on Rolex. Rolex is truly one of my favorite brands. It's one of the most iconic brands in the world. It's one of the most timeless brands. They are the king of popular luxury. Their design aesthetic is absolutely something that every other brand tries to imitate or tries to use as an example, and it's because they are timeless. If you look at a 1970s Rolex Submariner and you look at one today, yeah, you'll see there's modern day finishes on a new one, but pretty much the aesthetics are the same. And I've never seen any other brand who can do it so flawlessly, so timelessly, so popularly amongst the world. You know, also Rolex is a brand that everybody in the world can pronounce. You know, it's been around since the early 1900s. It was started by a man named Hans Wilsdorf, who was of German descent, and the brand was actually started in England. That's where the name Rolex came to him, and then he moved the brand to Geneva. And you know, they invented the Submariner. They pretty much invented the tool watch. But what's really fascinating about Rolex that most people don't know is that Rolex is a nonprofit organization, which to me is just outstanding. It's something that a lot of people who do find out about it, say, well, how come Rolex doesn't advertise it? Well, they don't have to advertise it. It's not something they feel like they need to do. Hans Wilsdorf's life work was Rolex. You know, he owned all the shares and he wanted the brand to thrive and survive even after his death, way beyond, so it would continue to run. He didn't have any children. He was an orphan, and set up a trust called the Hans Wilsdorf Foundation, and he gave the shares to the trust. The main objective of the trust was that the company move on, the company keep going, the company keep producing. And you know, what's amazing is that the company doesn't have any shareholders. It's all trustees. They're not owners. They're not shareholders. They're custodians, like a board on a nonprofit. They basically decide how to reinvest a profit, hire, fire Rolex directors, and so on. As trustees, they may, from time to time, get, you know, a watch complimentary. But, you know, they're no owners and they don't benefit financially. So if you think about it, Rolex Global is a successful brand globally that does around $4 billion in sales. It's unclear exactly how much they do every year, but they definitely do, you know, billions of dollars a year in sales. Nobody uses the money. And, you know, there definitely is, you know, It does have a mandate for some minor charities that work in Geneva to help the blind, watchmaking schools. It's given to orphanages as well. In the past, I've known that it's gone to helping keeping Switzerland green, that kind of thing. But it amazes me, and it's outstanding, you know, that they are really an amazing company, and they're a nonprofit organization. They're the most powerful brand in the world. They're also an independent brand. They're not owned by a conglomerate. They're not owned by, you know, there are other big brands that are all owned by conglomerates or big groups. Rolex stands alone, and they stand alone for a reason, because they are you know, they are trendsetters. They don't follow them. They make, they start and make the trends. Every Basel, you know, despite Patek Philippe or any of the other big brands like Tag or any of these brands that have become very popular, every brand wants to know what Rolex is doing, and for a good reason. The staff of Rolex are well paid. They have lots of holiday, and there's a 1% turnover, as they, so they have to be pretty happy. Because there's no shareholders, Rolex can invest as much as they want into R&D, into gem setting, into making their own like rose gold or Everose. You know, like they can make their own parts. They can invest it with, you know, like Tudor. They own Tudor watches as well. So they can take all kinds of risks. And they're a full, 100% full manufacturer. They make everything in-house. They make their own springs. They make their own cases, their own dials, their own hands, their own bracelets. Everything is made by Rolex, you know, which is just phenomenal. So for those of you who, you know, may have looked down on Rolex, or there's so many people I meet on a regular basis who are like, oh, I'll never wear a Rolex. And it's, you know, it's almost like they have this derogatory connotation, and it's, it amazes me. A lot of people don't even know why. They may have seen a person that is wearing a flashy Rolex with diamonds, and hey, that's not the common Rolex. That's watches are so personal, to each their own. I mean, watches with diamonds are flashy and, in my opinion, belong on a woman's watch, not a man's watch, but that's just my opinion. But it amazes me that a brand that's so iconic has the power to ignite passion and so much emotion in people. People either really love it or really don't like it, you know? And the people who don't like it really don't know why. But I just thought I would share this interesting fact with you about Rolex. It's definitely a company as well that holds its value better than any other watch in the world. They're doing some pretty, most of their styles have been around for a very long time. But as the company is growing, there's been a new CEO since last year, effective since October. You're going to see the brand evolving and changing and growing and into a place that's really cool. So, well, there you have it, folks. That was my thoughts on Rolex being a nonprofit organization. You can email me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. Visit my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. I'd like to thank Shalboy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, please follow me on my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are @AmitDevHonda. Don't forget to like my Facebook watch page. If you want to get caught up with the latest watch news, sign up for my weekly newsletter. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.